know that diabetes had been skyrocketing up over the last few years. In the nation in general, diabetes went up by around 82% over the last 15 years. In Alabama, for example, you are around 140% increase. So Alabama is one of the states that has a significant increase in diabetes. And in reality, most of the southern states had seen significant increase in obesity. And that's why you will see significant increase in diabetes as well. So my interest had been always around weight management in diabetes, and I am one of the believer that obesity is a core problem in type 2 diabetes. And if we are able to control obesity, I believe it is easy to control diabetes and to prevent its progressive increase.
I'm not sure if you can answer this, but since it's happening in southern states so much, is there a particular reason why it proliferates so much down here?
Yeah, there are several reasons. One reason is that diabetes is more prevalent among minorities and certain ethnic population. So any place that has higher percentage of African American or Hispanic population, the rate is increased. And this is back to some genetic and hormonal issues that very characteristic for this kind of population. The second part is also related to physical inactivity. You know, in many of the hot climate states, you'll always see significant reduction in physical activity. For example, in Alabama, around one-third reported that they are not physically active. Although this number over the last year went slightly down to around 27%, still a lot of people are physically inactive. And then the last one is delicious food that you already have. And there is a lot of, dining out places, and portions are bigger than usual. So this is this is common for the entire nation.
What are some of the remedies for something like that? Obviously, these are sort of deeply ingrained habits, customs, and things like that. So what can people kind of do, and what can health professionals do?
You know, first of all, people need to understand very well that diabetes is carbohydrate intolerance disease. So if you eat a lot of carbohydrates, especially bigger portion of carbohydrates, and particularly those who are highly processed grains, the chances for increased body weight is significantly high. The second part is the activity. And I believe activity can be as simple as 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, 10 minutes in the evening, flexibility, aerobic, and strength exercise. And this will help a lot. And people underestimate how little physical activity can actually help people with diabetes. But the reality, it does help a lot.
So with your work, obviously you're sort of looking at people who have diabetes. Is your prime focus sort of prevention of diabetes, or more like when people already have it, what can they do?
You know, it's actually a continuum. If people have pre-diabetes or just overweight, they are in their process to develop diabetes and also coronary artery disease, which is still the leading cause of death in this nation. So it is better that we can prevent diabetes before it occurs. But if someone gets diagnosed with diabetes, I believe there is a lot can be done within the first 5-7 years. And we believe that if people lose weight during this period, they may be able to reverse the entire course of diabetes. We had seen a lot of people get remission from diabetes after weight loss.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. I assume, like, once people have diabetes, at that point it's harder because probably at that point physical activity and other sorts of things are probably more difficult it's probably hard to get motivated even.
I don't agree, Jeremy. I think it is the opposite. You know, when people have high blood sugar and they see that weight loss, start to control their diabetes and the blood sugar is much better, they actually get more motivated. And we had seen a lot in our Why Weight program that when people lose weight and they see the blood sugar in normal range, they cut their medication down, they get more motivated and continue to the process of the weight loss.
Oh, okay. And so the Why Weight program, now is that the focus of your book, The Diabetes Breakthrough?
Exactly right. We developed this program in 2005. It is 12 weeks program and designed this specifically for people who have type 2 diabetes or at risk to develop diabetes. And we had seen an average weight loss of around 24 pounds in the program. But the most important that most of those people were able to maintain the weight loss for up to 5 years. They cut their medications down by around 50% to 60%. So it is very, very beneficial for people with diabetes.
What sort of things go into your program? I mean, obviously people know that things like, you know, eating right, exercising are things that are good. So why does a 12-week program, say, help out more?
You know, it is not as simple as just cutting the caloric intake or doing physical activity. You know, this is a comprehensive program, multidisciplinary program that has many components. But each component of the program is innovation. So, for example, let me just give you one single example from the Why Weight. We know that people during aging process, they lose muscle mass every single year. So you lose around 300 grams to 400 grams of muscle mass every year. People with diabetes lose more, around 1 pound of muscle mass or more every single year. So during weight loss, a lot of people lose actually muscle mass as well. You know, if you implement the program in the wrong way, for example, just diet or erratic exercise, you may lose around 30% of that weight loss from the muscle mass. In the program, we increased the protein intake. We increased gradually strength exercise to maintain the muscle mass during weight loss. So the energy expenditures remained high after the program, and that's why people maintain the weight loss.
Oh, okay, great. And so is this the sort of thing that anybody can do? I mean, at Jocelyn, I guess, you guys sort of monitor people and put people through it, but can somebody just kind of pick it up on their own?
That's why we wrote the book. You know, we helped, you know, a significant number of people in our state to lose around 9,300 pounds so far. So we saw that this will be available for everyone. If anyone follow the plan as described in our Diabetes Breakthrough book, I believe they will get similar results to what we do at Jocelyn.
Have you, has the book been out long? Or I'm not sure when it was put out.
It is just a couple of months ago.
Oh, okay. Have you, sort of focusing on the regional aspect again, have you had patients from the South? Have you sort of witnessed sort of the problems that we deal with in the South?
Interestingly, we have several patients who moved from the South and they are living in Boston, around Boston area, and had been part of this program. And actually, they love the program. They said that we'll be happy if similar program is available in the South.
Can people that are trying to lose weight, can they still go out and, you know, or try to get rid of their diabetes? Can they still go out and eat some of this great Southern food that is around here?
That's absolutely right. And when we designed the menus in our program, we designed it from the food that people love and eat. The only thing that we did is some changes in the dietary composition. So the amount and the type of carbohydrates slightly changed, and the amount of protein slightly changed. So people can still eat what they like, but the portion and the type of carbohydrates can slightly change. Let me just give you a very simple example. If you eat potato It has what's called high glycemic index. So it can increase the body weight and blood glucose level. But if you eat sweet potato, for example, it is much less. It has lower glycemic index. So just a simple switch sometimes it can be of great value. People eat wheat bread, they can switch it to whole grain bread and much less, and it will be fine. Meat and protein, we don't have any problem with protein, but it has to be from healthy sources and with less fat and less salt.
Okay, gotcha. You know, it sounds like you guys are doing great work, but you see these trends happening across the nation where people are getting more and more diabetes. As a professional, as an expert, if you will, are you optimistic about the direction that the nation's headed and as far as our overall health with diabetes?
I am more optimistic than anyone else. And my reason for that optimism is that we started to see a trend in leveling of the obesity increase over the last few years. Actually, the obesity started to go down among children and adolescents, which is a good sign. I started to see that a lot of people start to pay attention to obesity as a leading cause for preventable death, now even more than tobacco. So I believe people start to understand that what they put in their mouths and how much activities they do had been related to their health problem. So I see the trend is going in the right direction now, but it will take a lot of effort and a lot of time.
And do you think that's just due to a growing public awareness?
This is one major part, and I had seen a lot of not-for-profit organization work on, increasing the awareness. Some schools now are changing the content of the vending machines. Some workplaces are putting some gym or exercise equipment. Insurance start to pay for obesity management. Even Medicare is now paying physician to treat obesity. We have medication now for weight loss. So there is a lot going on now, and I think it is all in the right direction.
Yeah, we actually heard just on Morning Edition this morning a story about companies having wellness programs to tackle the problem of obesity in the workplace. So they did a story about that just this morning. I think those are the questions I had, Dr. Hamdi. Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know before we go?
I will just add one point, is that people should understand, especially those who develop diabetes or have family history of diabetes, that obesity is the bacteria. It is the core of the problem. Blood sugar and other manifestation is just like fever. And treatment of diabetes will not start by medication. Treatment of diabetes will start by weight loss. And we had seen that in our research that 7% only weight loss can lead to marked improvement in diabetes. If it is done early, it is even better.
All right. Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hamdi. I really appreciate it.
Jeremy, it's a pleasure.